Hi, everybody. As Lene said, I'm Karen Etkin. Can you all hear me with the microphone there? So I'm going to be talking about a physical activity program we did for family caregivers of persons with dementia. I would like to acknowledge the PI of this study is Carol Ferran, and the co-PI is Judy McCann. We had funding from NINR for this study. We also worked with some of our colleagues at Stanford University who helped us a great deal to develop the physical activity content of the intervention. I have no relationships to disclose, no professional relationships to disclose. I have lots of personal relationships, but anyway, that's irrelevant. Makes me sound like I just live all by myself in a little bubble. Anyway, I'm going to talk about the impact of the intervention on the family caregivers in our study and look at some of the correlations of improvements and compare the treatment group, which was the EPAI here, Enhancing Physical Activity Intervention. We will compare that to our control group, was the Caregiver Skill Building Intervention. So you've seen all of this morning. How many, there are millions of people who are providing care to persons with Alzheimer's disease. But the most frequent type of interventions you see for family caregivers have traditionally been psychosocial or psychoeducational, primarily dealing with the stress and burden of being a caregiver. And there's very little attention paid to lifestyle modifications. There have been some studies at Stanford with the previously mentioned investigators, and some studies at Michigan, but very few physical activity interventions or any other type of real lifestyle modification. So we conducted a study designed specifically to increase physical activity as a conduit to improve health and well-being in general in these caregivers. So you'll hear me today talk about TRAC. That was the name of our study, Telephone Resources and Assistance for Caregivers. As I mentioned, we had a treatment and control group that was EPAI and CSBI. The CSBI was designed on previous work that Dr. Ferran had done with caregivers that was, again, a bit more of that psychosocial, psychoeducational model. And then we included physical activity in our treatment group, which I'll explain in a bit. So it was a 12-month intervention guided by PhD-trained telephone counselors who went to the family's home for a home visit, talked to them at length about their family situation, the needs they may have, and then their goals for the project. And then they had initially weekly calls for 2 months, then they had biweekly calls for another 2 months, and then monthly calls over the course of the year. And then as-needed calls if a caregiver wanted to talk about something in between as well. The data collection was done 3, 6, 9, 12, and 18 months by research associates who were blind to treatment assignment. Our inclusion and exclusion criteria, we looked at caregivers who are over 40, provided more than 10 hours of care per week. You all know caregivers, that's pretty easy to accomplish. Had been a caregiver for 6 months and were generally physically inactive, so they weren't engaged in a regular program of exercise, as we like to think of. They were not going to the gym regularly. They may have gotten some activity here and there, but no regular program. And reported some to moderate strain on a level of at a measurement of strain. And the care recipients had to have probable or possible Alzheimer's, live in the community, not in a nursing home, not confined to bed, which was a proxy for towards the end of life, and not had more than 3 hospitalizations in the past 6 months. So it's kind of hard to see, but this just is a consort table showing how people flowed through the study. We enrolled 211 people into the study. In the end, we had 67 in the treatment group complete all of the components of the study and 88 in the control group. So I'm not going to get into each week, but basically what you can see here is how we integrated Dr. Ferran's caregiver skill building intervention into the enhancing physical activity intervention. So the control group had solely the caregiving content, and then we added additional content during the 8 weeks of the actual intervention. So they looked at what it means to be physically active, addressing exercise barriers and benefits. So really focusing on what was going on between the caregiver and the care recipient, going on in the home, what were some of those barriers, how we can address those barriers to help caregivers become more physically active. So they were encouraged to wear pedometers, set goals, not only for activity, which we encouraged was walking, but we also encouraged them to do things like strength training and flexibility. They were given a pedometer, and then they were told to, you know, report back their how many steps they were taking, and then, you know, increase their numbers of steps and increase their other types of physical activity over time. So that gets into where I think number five here, goal setting, problem solving. As they moved on, then it was, okay, now that we're not going to be working on a weekly basis, how are we going to prevent you from relapsing or stop? You know, we don't want you to stop exercising. We want you to keep going. And then they worked on those goals throughout the rest of the month that they were in this intervention. So the participants, in general, what you might expect in a caregiver study, primarily women, primarily married women, average age in their 60s. We had a fairly well-educated sample as well. You can see high numbers of college graduates, master's degrees. We were also very pleased we had a what we thought was a pretty diverse sample, but no significant differences between the groups. There, again, we had a nice split between spouse caregivers and adult child caregivers. Most were living with their impaired family member, providing somewhat close to what would be like a full-time job for caregiving. And then you can see here that what we found significant differences between those who were participating in the treatment group and the control group in terms of how many sessions they attended. That means how many phone calls they completed and meetings with the telephone counselor, and then how much intervention time was actually done. There was a little bit more time spent with the caregiver skill building, and we'll investigate further as to why that happened, because actually there was more content in the physical activity piece, but. Okay, so the real root of our study was to look at, can we make differences in the caregiver's physical activity with this intervention? So you can see here, even though we had random assignment, there were significant differences in terms of the baseline number of physical activity. Again, these people weren't involved in a formal activity program, but when you look at CHAMP, the CHAMPS for self-report physical activity looks at things like light housework, gardening, and things that could that get those numbers there. But you can see in our second and fourth lines that we were able to show significant differences at 12 months between the different groups in both general overall activity and moderate physical activity. So these are some of the charts here that show those differences. You can see the first one is moderate physical activity as reported by the CHAMPS. There are significantly more physical activity for those in the treatment group. And then caloric expenditure, our participants also wore an ActiCal for between 5 and 7 days every 6 months. And so that looked at a very granular level of physical activity. We were able to calculate a variety of physical activity measures from that as well. So, and there was physical significant differences there. We also looked at adherence, and we defined adherence as participating in 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week. So we came up with that would be 150 minutes per week. And you can see the low versus medium adherence on the left, and then moderate versus high adherence. And for some reason, I noticed that my significance fell off the bottom of the page, but there were significant differences between those in the treatment and control group. So, okay, so in conclusion, we found that the enhancing physical activity intervention is effective to help family caregivers increase their physical activity, and they were able to adapt a more active lifestyle. We built on the few known existing physical activity interventions for caregivers, as I mentioned, those collaborators who had done previous work with physical activity and caregivers helped us design this study. We looked at strained and inactive caregivers. We had a diverse sample. And then we also added skill building. So we weren't just focusing on the physical activity for the treatment group, but we were really including the caregiver skill building intervention for them as well. So we don't know. Again, there was differential attrition. We found that a lot of the people in the physical activity piece dropped out, maybe, you know, just realizing, oh, I actually have to exercise. That was a little more than they bargained for. So we had more dropouts there. We don't know that this may not be generalizable to other caregiver populations. Again, this was in an urban setting, so we don't know about rural and people having different access to physical activity programs in rural communities. And we don't know the long-term consequences of the program. You know, can this be sustained beyond 12 months? And we didn't really look too much into their preferences. We really advised caregivers to, again, wear a pedometer and walk further. But really, I think future research could be, could integrate their own preferences, whether caregivers enjoy that break and would like to go to a class, or do they want to do a different type of group activity? You know, would that social component be helpful? So those are some of our limitations, and thank you very much.